Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Always like it when we got somebody brand new, fresh across the table who has no idea what's about to come their way, and that's exactly what we have today. She says, that's exactly right. This is Dr. Stacy Moore, who is the brand spanking new president of York Technical College. Now, did they have to coerce you to come here today?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Actually,
you sure?
Not at all.
Right?
I promise. I wouldn't tell you anyway, but I promise.
That's the truth. Well, good for you. So we always start off with a newbie.
Awesome.
Tell us a little bit about Stacy Moore.
Cool. Well, I am incredibly honored to be here. I have been at York Tech for actually 5.5 years. Came from Ohio, not born in Ohio, but worked at Ohio in Ohio the last 10 years before that. So came here as vice president for academic affairs at York Tech. All of my career has been in higher education, but entirely at four-year institutions prior to York Tech. So I've worked in Ohio, in Texas, in Georgia, and I'm actually a psychologist by background. So that is my background, but kind of moved into higher ed administration over time. And so now extremely excited to be at York Tech. Just had my youngest daughter graduate from York Tech with her associate degree in May, and now she's living in New York City, moving on to her next stage of education.
Let's see how long before she realizes New York is not exactly where I want to be.
Right. Yeah, I'd be glad if that was sooner than later.
Yeah.
But
well, she'll find out.
She's living her dreams.
She'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So was it what was it that attracted you to go from four-year schools to a two-year school, besides being here in the Carolinas?
That's right, which is a fantastic place to be. And Rock Hill is a wonderful place to be. Honestly, it truly was a shift for me in the way that I think about students and student success and where do we have the highest likelihood of impacting the most number of people in the country in terms of education. You know, and I think that I believe firmly that community colleges are that space to impact the biggest number of people.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, it's when I sit here and talk to people in the educational world, it just is not good enough in today's world to have a high school degree.
That's right.
But you got to have it.
That's right.
Right?
That's
you
right.
have to have at least an associate's degree.
That's right.
From a school like York Technical College.
Right.
Now, do you think high schoolers are getting that message?
Generally not yet, but I do think that's changing. I do think that's shifting. I think more and more, maybe and partly and related to this crazy pandemic we're all living in, but I think even prior to that, the benefit of shorter term and the need for shorter term credentials where you can come in for less than 2 years or 2 years, get something meaningful, and then either move on to your four-year degree or go to work in a strong, high-paying, high-demand job, I think that is shifting. The biggest challenge I think we face is where I see high school students beginning to choose are in good areas, information technology, healthcare, where they're choosing credentials earlier, you know, shorter than a four-year degree. Where we don't see it is where we need it the most in this area, and that's manufacturing. So we've got some work to do there. That is where you still see, I think, the most old myths and stereotypes about education and manufacturing.
You know, I'll never forget, this was a couple of years ago, when GT Tire had a grand opening down there. The governor was there, and the governor comes, and he's impeccably dressed with a nice three-piece suit and his tie and his nice starch collar. And they said, we're going to have you go over here and make a tire. You're going to do what? We're going to have you make a tire.
Wow.
Long story short, it is such an automated process, all with these computer screens and what have you, that when the tire was finished, he looked as just the same He never took off his jacket.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, manufacturing today is not the sweatshop type of stuff that we saw in the early 1900s.
That's right.
It's not that case.
No. It's high tech. It's innovative, clean. I mean, the level of technical skill that people need now is strong and high. It's cool. Manufacturing's cool. It wasn't always.
So where's the disconnect?
You know, that is a great question. I think some of it is in the not knowing, not experiencing. I mean, many high school students now, middle high school students, they don't have family who worked in manufacturing. They don't have the same connections. They don't know. We've got to get them more exposure to the field and what it really looks like. Apprenticeships early. We've got to get it early so we can get them in more dual enrollment, apprenticeships, other work-based learning, where they can get in there, even in maybe not quite in middle school yet. We can do exposure there, visiting, but in high school, we can get them in youth apprenticeships and other experiences that could really give them a true picture of what it's like.
I will say this. It appears that a lot of the high schools are more targeted towards careers,
right?
Career
That's
tracks.
True. That's true.
I look at what in Rock Hill School District 3, you know, the Applied Technology Center.
Yes, wonderful.
And the
place.
Stuff that they're doing out there. But I don't think most people really understand the variety of opportunities that York Technical College presents.
That's
true. It's amazing.
That's true.
I mean, from photography to carpentry to brick masonry to running high-tech machines to computer whatever.
Nursing, radiologic technology, surgical technology.
So it's an ongoing challenge, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
But you would think, since you've gone through this as a parent, I mean, when you take a look at what a cost of a four-year education is today, I mean, right across the street at Winthrop University State School, I mean, it's got to be at least $20,000 a year, I would think, with everything, room, board, tuition, and what have you.
Sure.
So that's an awful lot of money for a lot of people. And with most of kids taking on these huge amounts of college debt, you would think they would start to say to themselves,
"Yes,
I need an alternative track."
Exactly. And it is, it's better than 50% less expensive to do your first 2 years at York Tech. The beauty, too, of an institution like Winthrop, though, is they are excellent partners. We have just built a beautiful new partnership with them where students come to York Tech for the first year to 2 years, depends on how long they take to finish, but get that associate in arts or associate in science or an associate in one of our technical programs, and they're transferring seamlessly where Winthrop is taking them as juniors. Everything transfers automatically, and they can go into I can't remember how many pathways, but it's up to maybe 30, 40 different pathways at Winthrop. They have, so that's beautiful because now you get the best of both worlds. You get that high quality across the board and lower cost to start out with. So now you are able to finish out at a Winthrop or a USC or a Clemson or because now you have the resources to do so. My daughter finished. We have an accelerated associate's program. So she graduated high school in 2020. She graduated with her associate degree in 2021. And then, so she got all of those 60 credits in 1 year.
Isn't that amazing?
Woo! It's awesome. So you can also finish faster, which we know time is the biggest enemy to college completion. The more time it takes, the less likely students to finish. So if they can also collapse that time, they'll be more likely to persist through.
Very interesting point. The challenge of time. So here you are at the beginning of a new school year. And
yes.
Here you are, the new president. How the numbers stacking up in terms of students? Because I can remember your predecessor, Greg Rutherford, sitting here time and time again and telling me basically as the economy keeps improving, enrollments suffer.
It's countercyclical.
Yeah, it's countercyclical. Is that what we're seeing here?
It is, and you might have expected. In fact, we all expected that at the beginning of the pandemic, when the economy was struggling more, that we would see an enrollment increase. We did not, and nationwide colleges did not, neither community colleges nor our four-year partners. I think there's a lot of reasons for that in terms of the difference in what the pandemic sort of caused recession compared to a more typical recession. But we're struggling a little bit. Like most, our enrollment's a bit down for the fall. We get a lot of feedback from students that's really connected to the pandemic, their Now, the economy is in increasingly better shape, but that means a lot of our students are working lots more hours, still struggling with some other pandemic-related issues, some concern about safety, and of course, we have all kinds of safety protocols to keep everybody in person and safe. But right now, we're hovering a couple percent down in our enrollment. So we're working it. We need everybody's help getting more and more students.
But you make it very easy for somebody to get because you're basically running around the clock.
That's right. That's a great point. And you can start at York Tech literally every month of the year. You don't have to wait till the spring starts. You don't have to. We have new terms. We now teach everything on 4-week and 8-week terms instead of a traditional 16-week semester. And so you can come in August, September, October, November. We even have a term that runs while we're closed in December.
And I tell you what, you're never too old to learn.
That's right.
I mean, they've
perfect.
You've got all kinds of interesting programs, and
That's
if they're now set on a four-week schedule, that makes it even more attractive.
That's right. Wow. And we have plenty of online, hybrid, in-person, so it really can be your education your way. So if you're working full-time, you can do classes online in the evening. The hybrid classes mean you come some of the time and the other times are online. We even introduced this fall, we're piloting what's called our Attend From Anywhere courses. So that means that a student could the class meets on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday they could be in person. Wednesday they could choose to Zoom in on technology. Or they could be in an asynchronous online because maybe they have meetings at work and they can't make it that day, so they can make up that time in the evening.
Boy, the world has changed.
Right.
I mean, it really has changed.
Right.
Anywhere.
Right.
We'll work with you any way you want. So when you take a look at your enrollments,
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that the vast majority of them are in-person, people who are
yes.
coming to class.
This year, thankfully.
Right. Thankfully. But last mm-hmm. year, there's a whole other story.
Right.
Well,
we were almost entirely virtual, which you can imagine how difficult that is when you're teaching all these technical programs like welding and machine
how do you do that?
Tool.
How do you teach welding on watching it on a computer screen?
You don't. So we did bring back our technical programs last June in person. We just had to do them in much very small groups, lots more classes in much smaller groups, which is no easy task either to have enough faculty and everything else to teach those smaller classes. So that's how we did it. You know, we had people socially distanced, and then we taught in just smaller groups.
So you referenced the P word, pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we see signs at every business, we need help. We just need
help.
So is York Tech pretty much the same situation? Do you need people? How are you doing?
We do. I really appreciate you asking that. Sometimes it's easy, even for us in higher education, to think somehow we are immune to the same trends that are happening in the workforce. We are not. So our favorite people to hire are those with industry experience who've been working in an industry and they can come in and teach in particularly healthcare programs. We have a high need in healthcare. Engineering is another big need. But we also have some of the same things you're reading from other people. This has been a time, I think, that many employees have really reflected on what they want to do. So we've had some people make very big career changes, you know, to move. We had one who left, loves York Tech, but left to go into the energy industry and move to Las Vegas. I mean, just big, big shifts. You know,
he better check he or she better check the water level below the Hoover Dam because it's almost non-existent.
Agreed. That was one of our more surprising.
Wow. Wowee. But not only, I'm sure you need not only teachers,
right.
But just you have regular staff people you need.
That's right.
Maintenance people and what have
you. That's right. Grounds. We have beautiful facilities. Thanks to our facilities and grounds maintenance teams, we have many openings there. Teachers, student services staff who work with students all the time, whether it's in financial aid or admissions or advising to help support them. So we certainly have some.
So financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
You have made it about as affordable as it possibly could
That's
be.
That's right.
With some of these new programs that the government has out there during
That's
the
right.
pandemic.
That's
Explain
right.
how some of that works. But,
yes.
I mean, a student could take a full load over there.
Yeah, for pretty close to free.
Yeah, explain that.
Yeah, and for many students, it is free. So, for example, any students who qualify for the Pell Grant, which is more than half of our students, your tuition at York Tech will be free. I mean, it's just covered entirely by the Pell Grant. Next, you've got South Carolina, beautiful programs when it comes to the education the lottery and the education benefit of the lottery. So students, any student who graduates from high school and is a South Carolina resident is going to get lottery tuition assistance. That's at about $100 per credit hour. We only charge $184 per credit hour. So that alone pays half. And then the next thing that lottery will do is what's called South Carolina Wins. So if you're in a high demand technical area, which is most of our technical programs, you're going to get another somewhere between, depending on the year, $65 and another $100 per credit hour. So that means if you're in any of our technical programs or most of them, it's free. Your tuition's free.
Well, that's a big selling point,
it's
I would
huge.
Think.
The governor's programs, the gear part of the how the governor in South Carolina has used, huge supporter of the technical colleges, and who has used his governor's allotment of money is out to the technical colleges totally free for people who come in for shorter-term credentials if they're on unemployment or were on unemployment insurance, or they just simply need to come in and reskill, upskill, completely free to do so.
God, I did.
I know.
I'm surprised that you don't have a waiting list of people to come to school.
In some programs we do. Some we do, but I know.
I mean, really, any parent who is, you know, got a sophomore or junior in high school,
that's right,
listening just to this few minutes,
that's right,
would have to do a double take and say to themselves, why wouldn't I not want to do this?
That's right.
Because I would imagine that 2 years at York Technical College, a lot of the courses that they would take would be what you call transferable courses?
All of them. If that's what they want to do, you know, almost half of our population is what we call university transfer, meaning that's their goal. They want to come for that first 2 years and then transfer on. Still get lottery tuition assistance, still benefit from all the federal aid available.
Maybe we need to pull out Webster's and redefine on the air what the word F-R-E-E means.
That's right. That's right.
That's amazing to me.
It is.
Absolutely
awesome.
Interesting. All right, we're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now we're going to break in the rookie here. Here we go. We have fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical way we do it at the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three. Slice. Garden. Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in at locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 4106.
You know us, you love us, and if you want us to keep doing the job the way we've always done it, then we need your help. Substation 2 has immediate openings suitable for all ages and skill levels. We offer great pay, great perks, and a fun place to work. Apply inside or online. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
In fact, we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, the brand new, and we do emphasize brand new, president of York Technical College. How long have you had the job now?
This is week four.
Week four?
Yeah.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been there for 5 years.
Right.
Dr. Stacy Moore, who has been bumped up to the commander-in-chief.
Right.
So I'm curious, did when the decision was made by your board of trustees or
That's
governors,
right.
whatever they call
uh-huh.
them, and they went through that process, which is a process,
it
is
sure
it not?
Is. It sure is. It's a little grueling.
How many interviews did you go through?
Officially, three.
Uh-huh.
Three. One of them was a half day, you know, on campus with all of our, you know, constituents, and which during a pandemic was a whole different experience because smaller in-person audiences and lots of people that you can't see
right.
tuning in virtually.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when that decision was finally made mm-hmm. and you knew what the departure date was for Greg Rutherford.
Yes.
Did he do like the presidents do in Washington? Did he write you a note? A secret note, and then and
well, it was not so secret, but he did two things. He is just one of the best people I know, truly. So, and a great mentor. He gave me the speech that he gave, his very first speech to the college ever. So, just for me to have, but he had written a letter to the future York Tech president almost 7 or 8 years ago. He had started it. Because he is somebody who just plans for sustainability always, just always plans for the future of the institution. So he read me that letter and then added some things that were specific to me for it and read it to me, though. And then also read it at his goodbye events.
And for those of you who are wondering what happened to Greg Rutherford, he is like a 1960s hippie right now. He's got a backpack on his back, and he's got a beat-up old truck, and he's just kind of going all over the country and just bumping around and seeing what's there. Good
That's
for him.
Right. That's right. Good he's going to start going all over the world
yeah.
in the near future.
But I did tell him that, and he did say he would be coming back from time to time. I said, well, when the time to time is, you need to call me so we can catch up, get you on the air here, and talk about these world adventures.
Exactly. We're looking forward to him writing a blog so we can all stay abreast of his world travels.
Well, let us know when that happens.
I will.
All right.
I will.
So one of the things that happened during his tenure, and he was there, what, 14 years?
14 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was a very, I guess, needed a capital improvement program
yes.
at York Technical College.
Yes.
And one of the things that I don't think most people really know is that over those years, they were able to squirrel away enough money
That's right.
to be able to do this without having to worry about going to wherever to get the money.
That's right.
Good for you.
That's right.
Good for you.
Yes.
So I'm sure stewardship is one of the things that you've seen in action, and now you've got to continue that.
Absolutely. 100%. That kind of sustainability where we're just engaging in really strong fiscal principles ourselves, responsible fiscal principles, we tend to put aside, and this really was Greg's doing and will continue. The goal is always at least 3% of our operating revenues to put those aside each year. We beat that almost every year. We usually are above 5%, which is what gives us the opportunity to invest in our priorities whenever we need to without accumulating debt.
So give me a summary of what was done with this remodeling. Some of it's very visible.
Yes.
I mean, the nice entrance that you did with the nice columns that are there.
Yes.
I think you call it the D building. Is that right? The building that you put a great big new face on and had all the glass. What is that?
Oh, the Learning Commons.
Yeah,
yeah, building L. Mm-hmm.
L.
The Learning Commons. Yes,
right.
I know. We use all letters. It's a little... That was a transition for me, too, I'll be honest. But the Learning Commons is probably the newest and to your point, most visible example of part of that plan. But our C building, which is a Comporium Center, as Comporium was a huge sponsor of that entire campaign. The Loop Road, which is beautiful, now surrounds the entire campus.
Yeah, that's very nice.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
It really creates an environment that is attractive for students, for our partners, and for our employees, our faculty and staff.
So tell me now, what is the use for the Baxter Hood Center? Because there used to be all kinds of public events there and gatherings, and that's all kind of changed as a result of this remodeling.
Mm-hmm. We don't rent that space anymore. So right now, it's a bit of a transitional space. So I'll give you the two-prong. We use it primarily for academic use, so we have classes over there. We have some departments working out of that area now, like criminal justice, our personal trainer program, our workforce and economic development area, so our corporate sort of wing of the college works out of there to some extent. Lots of transitional space. It's a lot of storage right now. And then the bigger picture, though, we have upcoming renovations to two buildings in the center of campus. And then we will get to, as we build our next a new master plan, probably starting in the spring term. Sometime in the spring, we'll start to build our new master plan. Our initial hope, pending some further analysis, is to turn the Baxter Hood Center into a state-of-the-art health and human services area.
Ooh.
With some partners, hopefully, our medical facility partners in the area to help out. But to really make sure we can expand our healthcare programs.
Boy, there's a crying need for that.
Exactly.
I mean, and right here, here's Piedmont Medical Center building the new Fort Mill Medical Center.
That's right. That's right.
And we're going to be doing a broadcast, a straight talk up there sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Nice.
But the steel is all up. I mean, it's going up very quickly. But their biggest need is how are we going to staff this
thing? That's right.
You know?
It's desperate need for all of our healthcare facilities.
It's happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, doggone it, I had something I was going to ask you about and just slipped my mind. So the Hood Center is going to become really something magnificent.
That's right.
I mean, that's going to be a big, big project.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
This past week, we lost Ann Springs Close.
Yes.
And she really was a big part of what happened.
That's right.
At York Technical College.
That's right, right. Her whole family, it is. I wish that I personally had the privilege of knowing her, because her impact on this community is just, you can't even say it with any kind of accuracy. It's so dramatic. It's so significant. But the impact on York Tech for many years and many years to come. So our Learning Commons is the Ann Springs Close Learning Commons. That will always be the case. Ann and her entire family have been huge supporters of York Tech. And so that gives us an ability to continue to honor her and her legacy, which we intend to do, because the impact is, I mean, it's just been dramatic, but it's been dramatic in the entire community.
Yeah, she was quite a lady.
Yes, quite so adventurous.
So adventurous.
And amazing.
And just a plain old shoe, and she
amazing.
Was just wonderful. I just think it was so fitting when she was in the hospital and she knew what was coming. She turned to somebody and she said, you know, I guess I saved one tree too many.
Oh.
I just thought that was the funniest thing. But that's her.
Who she is.
Absolutely, that's her.
That's amazing.
Well, listen, you've done a great job, Stacy. Nice job.
Thank
I hope
you.
We can do this again sometime.
Absolutely. I'd love it. I appreciate it.
Stacy Moore, the new president of York Technical College, our guest today on our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical way we do it at the count of three. Are we ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio tonight for high school football at 6 o'clock. Bye.